Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending upon where you are in the world. This is Tom Capone, Executive Director of the NYDLA, and we have another session of Coffee in the Clouds. Today we have David Bernstein, CEO and co-founder of Anything IT. Anything IT has the answers. Anything IT is focused on helping companies maximize their technology dollars by delivering cost-effective, functional, and real-time IT asset management solutions. David, welcome to Coffee in the Clouds.
Thank you, Tom. Pleasure to be here.
So, David, let's get right into it. What is Anything IT, in your own words?
Well, Anything IT is in the business of managing everything related to how a company retires their legacy technology devices. As we all know, as sure as death and taxes, the obsolescence of technology is inevitable for any organization. And one of the biggest challenges of the modern technology era, going back to the whole Y2K, is really how the management of the technology can be really handled for organizations to do a couple of things. Ensure the data is destroyed. Ensure that the equipment itself is properly managed, whether it can be reused or recycled according to environmental compliance. And third, really, to find, if possible, the highest resale value of that equipment so that companies can offset maybe their new product acquisitions with the value of the old equipment. And these are all the areas that Anything IT specializes in and has done so for over 20 years.
Wow. Wow. Now, sadly, I'm old, okay? So I was around when the PC was born. I'm gonna say the 70s, all right? How long has the opportunity been, out there for Anything IT as a company? Was it with the birth of the personal computer?
It actually started right around the Y2K. Since you were probably, around, given how you perceive your age to be, which you're not old, Tom. But when those of us were in business and remember what it was like when the year 2000, really in 1999, when a lot of companies and organizations and software companies were struggling with what's going to happen when that calendar turns, when that clock turns, and how is technology going to be affected, it was the first time that organizations really had to look at how I'm going to get rid of the equipment. Because I'm going to be upgrading. I know I need to have better technology in place. Software's updating to comply with the Y2K. And so my industry was born. And it was the first time that organizations had to really kind of face the challenges associated with what am I going to do with the old stuff? Where are we going to keep it? Who can handle it? What are the laws around it? And certainly the data. That was the first part. And then I think the internet bubble bursting, where you had the .com, and then the .com created such an overwhelming surplus of technology because of all the layoffs and all the companies going out of business. It created an immense amount of orphan computers, which was all the technology sitting on the desks that essentially had to be handled, whether the companies went out of business or whether there was massive layoffs. Those devices needed to be handled. And, of course, the third component was probably the unfortunate events of 9/11, which really put more of an emphasis on the data and data security and understanding how organizations can, protect their information. And obviously the government got involved with a lot of laws, legislation, depending on the industries, whether it was healthcare, HIPAA, or Sarbanes-Oxley, or any of the number of industry regulations that resulted for proper data management.
I see. Now, just by your company name, Anything IT, is there a sweet spot? I mean, here at the NYDLA, we service public sector, private sector. We have Fortune 1000 companies in our community, and we have mom-and-pop startups and college students in our community. So we really are covering the whole gamut. Who and what are the relationships that make up the majority of your day-to-day business?
Well, it's a combination of all the organizations that you mentioned, in addition to the technology solution providers, resellers, integrators, manufacturers. Anything IT has been very fortunate to have fantastic partnerships with various types of organizations that sell and service technology as well as manufacture it. We have programs in place with companies like Samsung Electronics, Fujitsu America, ViewSonic, ClearCube. There are various types of IT manufacturers who have taken a role now in helping organizations refresh and understand the liabilities and challenges associated with getting rid of the older technology. But everything that you mentioned in terms of types of organizations that the NYDLA works with, we deal with. And it's the obsolescence of technology doesn't discriminate. So we'll have conversations with government agencies and then have conversations with small retailers or larger type insurance companies or different types of manufacturers in various industries. So we're fortunate because we get to touch lots of different industries and types of companies, which is really kind of fascinating from our side.
So the things that are in the news, the cloud, the Internet of Things, cybersecurity, mobility, all the hot topics, you know, that we see every single day, regardless of the size of business, what I'm hearing you say is you have a place in all of that?
Yes, we do. The cloud, the data center consolidation, the management of information, the challenges associated with moving from platforms. For example, Windows XP, when Windows XP was discontinued and the support was discontinued from Microsoft, it created an influx of technology obsolescence because organizations needed to get the hardware that would be compliant to work with the newer Microsoft operating systems. We're actually starting to see the same thing with Apple now. Apple has discontinued the service for the first and second generation iPads because they cannot continue to create software patches to protect the data and information on those devices any longer. So we're starting to see a lot more of the first and second generation iPads coming out of organizations. So for us, the industry's moving faster. The devices are getting smaller. And overall, you see the trend of how mobility is really playing a major role in how organizations operate.
Who at the C-level in a business, in a corporation, who would be the person or the entity that you would hope to best get an audience to explain the opportunity with anything IT? Is it the CEO, the CFO, the CIO? I mean, who is it that you hope to engage with?
Well, it's interesting because as an organization, as a managed service provider, as we like to define ourselves as, we really get to see how IT is handled from very different levels within different organizations. So it's not one type of person that we'll necessarily deal with at the C level. The CTOs, CIOs, CFOs, all of them play a role in some way, shape, or form in how the budget of technology is handled, the refresh, and ultimately the disposition of that equipment. From our perspective, we usually will get involved with the IT organization initially, and then as it does move up the chain at the C level, I think CIOs tend to be a little bit more database, informational related. CTOs, a little bit more in the wheelhouse. But it really can vary from one organization to another.
I see. Now, we have approximately 46% of the colleges and universities in our community, specifically but not limited to the schools of business. If you were going to present at one of our prestigious schools, like Harvard School of Business, I don't think it gets any better than that. If you were presenting at Harvard at the School of Business, what would be the optimal message and theme that you would communicate to that audience?
Well, I think that if you're talking at university level and schools of business, understanding the fundamentals of how technology impacts organizations and having an understanding of how that technology can be incredibly powerful, but can also be incredibly dangerous if not managed properly. And so a lot of emphasis historically is always on the acquisition of technology and the latest and greatest and how can we use it and what fantastic things can we do to help better promote our business and humanity with the technology. The problem that comes along with that is that the rate of technology obsolescence that we are seeing now is unprecedented. And technology as a commodity is now considered the fastest form of municipal waste in existence. And in the United States alone, we retire 100,000 computers a day and 100 million cell phones a year. So the very thing that is creating these wonderful opportunities for business and advancement in so many areas is also the same thing that is potentially creating one of the largest environmental problems and data security problems that we've ever seen in our lifetime. So I would probably try to emphasize the importance of, as we call, cradle to grave, and understanding as these folks are sitting in the audience in the schools of business looking to enhance their careers and or start their careers, to understand that it doesn't just end when you buy the technology. It doesn't just end when you install the technology. It really has to be a discipline of how that technology is going to be handled from start to finish. And that includes something called moves, adds, and changes. And the infrastructure of technology and how it's handled is incredibly important. And I can't tell you how many times we hear about data breaches where technologies, you know, laptops are missing or thumb drives are missing or things that are just so simple that you don't have to be a Harvard business student to realize that if information or data gets compromised from an insurance company or a law firm or a health or a hospital, the damaging effects that can happen as a result of that, and we see it over and over again, and it's happening more and more as we've seen a lot of credit card type breaches, and we're seeing even more of the hacking of databases occurring. So it's really just incredibly important to understand that it doesn't just start and end with what's the latest and greatest and how can I buy it and how much can I save on buying it. It's really about the start and the end.
I see. So we've just begun a new year, 2016. There's a tremendous amount of movement towards, the future of work and how the workplace is now global and, you know, again, the Internet of Things, the cloud, mobility, e-commerce, everything seems to be merging together right now. If I was going to ask you, without giving away any trade secrets, strategy for 2016, if I was going to ask you two questions such as where will you play, where will Anything IT focus in 2016, and how will you win in 2016, what would you say to those two questions?
Well, for us, obviously, it's we look at the industries that leverage technology and use it in an ongoing pace. It's, and that can really be almost any industry, really, but certain areas I think that we're seeing a lot of growth for us is certainly in the data center, in the cloud. There's the old expression that the cloud is really just someone else's data center. And there are tremendous benefits to the cloud and what it can do for organizations. But certainly in the data center, we see a lot of opportunity and do a lot of great work to help organizations manage that constant refresh, that constant consolidation of the data, especially of the data center, especially because there's so much emphasis now on environmental compliance and saving energy and maximizing processing power. So that's one of the areas that we're constantly seeing a lot of opportunity. Another area that we're seeing in is certainly in the information security part of the industry. Data destruction is an incredibly important process, and we're seeing that in a lot of industries. Retail, for example, you're seeing a huge influx now of how you go to the store and pay for something with credit card because they have installed those chips onto the cards. And if you've noticed now, if you swipe your card now at a retailer, in a lot of cases, they